بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The Supreme Leader's view of Palestine, pressuring the Zionist regime. A usurer would never accept a logical solution unless it is forced to. That is where all the people somehow involved in the issue should consider themselves responsible. Arab governments, Islamic governments, international communities, and Islamic nations throughout the world, especially the Palestinian nation, should consider themselves responsible. They all have a duty to persistently follow up this logical solution and put it into practice. No one should say that such a solution is just an impractical dream. No, it is practical. The Baltic states became independent after they were part of the USSR for more than 40 years. About 100 years before the formation of the Soviet Union, the countries of the Caucasus region were under the rule of Russian czars, but they became independent. Today, Kazakhstan, Azerbaijan, Georgia, and some other countries of the region are independent. So the solution is practical, but it requires courage and determination.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Nations are courageous, fearless, and prepared. It is the governments, especially Arab governments, that have to fulfill their duty. Today, Arab governments can take action and drum up support from their nations and increase their popularity in the issue of Palestine. If a government is supported by its people, then America cannot do anything to harm it. Such a government will not fear America, and it will not need to be considerate towards America. Using oil as a weapon. As oil exporters, one of the most important things that Arab governments can do is to use oil more appropriately. What Westerners are saying against using oil as a weapon is not true. Oil belongs to nations, and they should use it to further their interests. Americans also used wheat and foodstuff as a weapon in the past, and they are still doing so in many parts of the world. Why should Islamic and Arab countries be deprived of this right? As a symbolic act and as a sign of support for the Palestinian nation, they should stop exporting oil to all the countries that have good relations with Israel.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all